Avery. I say his name coolly as I walk up to him. He hesitates but replies with,
Good morning.
Then he turns his attention back to his work. Aren't you going to ask me how I'm feeling? He sighs.
How are you feeling, Mariah?
Fine. Thanks for asking. Avery shakes his head. So, when are you going to give me that explanation? I deserve one after last night.
I don't owe you anything. We've already been over this. If you had listened to what I said about the forest and stayed away, this never would have happened in the first place.
I groan. Ugh, why are you so freaking stubborn?
I need to get back to work.
He turns away from me and turns his attention back to the roses in front of him. He feels one out gently, gliding his fingers carefully down its stem, and then trims it off, placing it in a bucket of water at his side. What's it going to take to get you to talk? I ask, folding my arms as I watch him. He ignores me. I'm going to find out eventually, you know.
You're certainly going to try your best.
Now he's just mocking me. What a jerk. Come on, Avery, I say, frustrated. What's it going to take to get you to talk? He ignores me again as he picks up the bucket at his side and walks over to another rosebush. I follow him. Avery! Mariah! A voice calls to us before I can continue pestering Avery. I look behind me to see Eric. His sister and Rona are with him too, but I don't see the rest of the gang. I hear Avery let out a sigh, but he carries on, pretending like he hasn't heard them or realized that they are there. What are you guys doing here? I ask. It's only noon. Avery's not going to be off for a few more hours at least. What were you guys doing last night? Eric asks another question instead of answering mine. He's probably noticed how I'm favoring my foot. What do you mean? We went home like we said, I lie. We know you both got into some kind of trouble, Destiny interjects. I smile. I don't know how much they really know, but I'm definitely not going to explain it to them. How annoying. Where's Lulu and Kevin? They're at work, Eric says hastily. Rona stares at me, but she stays quiet.
Avery.
Destiny turns away from me and softens her tone.
Tell us what happened. We can help.
I think I can see Avery's jaw tighten. He seems pretty pissed off.
You ran off last night, Avery, and Mariah followed you. Your mom came along and acted worried when we told her.